Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Astatera Satasri Simad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantaraj Simad Bhagavatam Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Jai Sisi Guru Gauranga.
Dakle, imam samo jednu važnu i kratku obavijest, a to je da još imate danas, oni koji naravno žele i mogu još danas i sutra se prijaviti tu na štandu Riječke jatre za karte za autobus. Autobus nam je na povola popunjen, to znači da se da autobus neće krenuti. Ako ovako ostane, tako da oni koji namjeravajući autobusom, koji nemaju drugačiji prijevoz, da molimo vas da se prijavite na štandu za, i kupite tu kartu. U suprotnom ovih sadašnjih 25 bakta koji su kupili kartu morat će se snaći na drugačiji način. Jer to nije dovoljno, autobus nije popunjen.
Another important announcement. During today and tomorrow, those who wish to go to Rijeka for the Ratha Yatra with the bus, should register at Rijeka temple stand. Since up till now only 25 tickets were purchased, the bus will not go if the state of affairs stays as it is, namely if more devotees don't buy tickets, then the bus won't be going for Rijeka. And those 25 devotees who have bought the tickets, they will have to find some other means of transportation. So today and tomorrow, those who wish to go with the bus for Rijeka should buy their tickets at the Rijeka stand.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Dangayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Gurun Dinotarinam Vanchakalpeterubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 25, text number 21. The glories of devotional service. These are very important instructions.
I ovdje sada dobijamo
and particularly this verse, as soon as I looked at it, it really struck a chord with me.
Ova strofa zaista mi ostavila utisak.
So let's take it word by word.
Znači idemo sada riječ po riječ.
Titikshava. Tolerant.
Tolerant, podnošljiv.
Karunika. Merciful.
Samilostan.
Surida. Friendly. Sarvadehinam to all living entities. Ajata Shatrava inimical to none. Santa peaceful. Sadhava abiding by scriptures. Sadhubhushana adorned with sublime characteristics.
Ukrašen sa uzvišenim odlikama.
Titikshava karunika. Surida sarvadehinam. Ajata shatrava shanta. Sadhava sadubhushana. Titikshava karunika. Surida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sadhava sadubhushana titikshana karunika surida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta Sadhava Sadhubhushana. Matajis. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures and all his characteristics are sublime. Srila Prabhupada's purport. A sadhu, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. If we don't have these qualities, we cannot be considered a devotee of the Lord. The concern of the sadhu is, therefore, to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is His mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country from door to door preaching, be Krishna conscious. It's interesting that Prabhupada says from door to door, because Lord Chaitanya prophesied that the holy name would go to every town and village, which Srila Prabhupada has accomplished. But now our duty is to go to every house and city street. So I've always been saying that our next phase is every house and city street. And here Prabhupada says door to door. Confirmed.
Ulica gradska. A ovdje Prabhupada kaže od vrata do vrata, znači potvrđuje.
Then Prabhupada says, be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life in simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. This is what Prabhupada is saying, that we should be preaching to people when we go door to door. I'll read that again. Be Krishna conscious, be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life by simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. Our Sankirtan book distribution should not be hit and run. You know what is hit and run?
Udari I pobjegni. Znate što znači to?
But we should take time to give our mercy to that person, to enliven that person, to create an interest in that person in wanting to read the book. The first secret is to make a friend. In the first 30 seconds that you meet someone, you have to make a friend of him. Because a friend will be interested in what you have to say. Otherwise, he won't be interested. A friend will take a book.
He'll
give a donation.
He'll
read. So how can you become a friend in 30 seconds? The secret is you have to connect soul to soul. Not ego to ego.
Ne ego s egom.
Mind to mind.
Ili um s umom.
Intellect to intellect.
Intellect to intellect.
Won't work.
To neće funkcionirati.
You have to connect soul to soul.
Duša s dušom.
And how we connect soul to soul is Titikshava Karunika. Surida sarvabehino, ajatra satrava santa, sadava sadubhushana. This verse tells us how to connect soul to soul. Now, if we don't have these qualities, then we're doing something wrong. Because when we follow the process of Krishna consciousness correctly, these qualities manifest in the heart.
Odlike očitovati u srcu.
And the process of Krishna consciousness begins with shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting.
Slušanje I pjevanje.
If your hearing and chanting is good,
ukoliko vaše slušanje I pjevanje,
then these qualities manifest in the heart.
Se ove odlike očituju u srcu.
If your hearing and chanting is not good,
nije dobro,
then these qualities may take a lot longer to manifest in the heart. When these qualities take a long time to manifest in the heart, that's known as kanishta. Kanishta means very, very junior. Prabhupada told us, you have to get off the Kanishta platform and onto the Madhyam platform where you are secure. The Kanishta platform is very insecure. At any time, you can commit offenses, fall down, and leave. So he told us, be solid. This is in 1975 in Los Angeles. Become fixed up. solid. He used the word solid. That means solid to me means Krishna conscious through and through. Not like
Krishna.
Swiss cheese.
Ne kao that has holes. Sir koji ima rupa.
We should not have holes in our character.
U našem karakteru.
There should not be holes in the qualities
rupa
that were manifested.
U odlikama koje se očituju.
Because people
zato što ljudi
will not
neće
accept what you say.
Ono što govorite.
Because they will judge you by who you are and what you do.
Što jeste I što radite.
It's not what you say that people take notice
ono što govorite,
of. It's who you are and
ono
how you approach them.
I kako im
that means the mood,
to znači stav,
the consciousness.
Svjesnost.
So that way,
Tatikshiva
Karunika, we should be merciful, kind,
milostivi,
gentle,
ljubazni,
tolerant,
nježni,
and give them all the respect
I odati im svo poštovanje,
and all the honor
I svu čast
that you would give to your own guru.
Koju biste svome guru ponudili.
If you do that,
ako to učinite,
you connect soul to soul.
Vežete se duša s dušom.
You cut right through his false ego.
Jednostavno prerežete direktno kroz njegov lažni ja.
These are the preachings of a sadhu. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. That's the verse by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Ajiv. No, no, not that one. Which one is it? Anyway. Manushyanam. Okay, I'm getting old. Here it is. Janma sarti karikara para upakar. One perfects one's life
čini svoj život savršenim
by working for the benefit of others.
Za dobrobit drugih.
Para upakar. Working for the benefit of others. That's how we perfect our life.
Na taj način usavršavamo.
What is the proof?
A što je dokaz?
The proof is that every living entity on this planet, every human being, bird, animal, fish, insect, is concerned mainly with his own benefit. Where is food? Where is shelter? Where can I sleep? Where can I mate? Every living entity puts his own benefit first. Does everybody agree with this?
Dobrobit stavlja na prvo mjesto.
Are their lives perfect?
Da li su njihovi životi savršeni?
Their lives are not perfect.
Njihovi životi nisu savršeni.
This is the proof.
To je dokaz.
When you work for your own benefit,
ako radite za svoj vlastni
your life does not become perfect.
Onda vam
what more proof do you need?
Što vam više, koji vam drugi
now let's
treba?
Look at the other side.
A pogledajmo sada na drugu stranu.
Those persons who are always working for the benefit of others.
Koji rade za dobrobit drugih.
Like our acharyas, Six Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
Bhaktisiddhanta,
Srila Prabhupada, Lord Jesus,
Jesus Christ,
Francesco di Assisi,
Franjo Asiški.
We notice that all the people who work for the benefit of others, who give their life to serve others, their lives are perfect. So janma sarta karikara para upakar. If you want to perfect your lives, you have to now start thinking that everything I do should be for the benefit of others. If we don't work for the benefit of others, in other words, we're taking up this process, chanting Hare
Krishna,
but we're doing it for our own benefit. Okay? That is an offense.
To je uvreda.
That is the eighth offense.
To je osma uvreda.
Who knows what is the eighth offense?
Ko zna što je osma, koja je osma uvreda?
There's 10 offenses, right?
Postoji 10 uvreda.
Who knows number 8?
Ko zna osmu?
Yes.
You think that chanting Hare Krishna is some
is an auspicious, ritualistic process or activity da je to that's given in the Vedas for my own benefit, which is called karma kanda. Karma kanda means I do something to get my result.
Radim nešto da bi dobio rezultat.
I work to get some money.
Djelim da bi,
I do something to get a result. I'm nice to people because I want to win their esteem so I can climb up higher in the society, whatever. So this karma kanda is the eighth offense.
Je osma uvreda.
Are you shocked?
Da li ste šokirani?
Most of you have come here chanting Hare Krishna for your own benefit, isn't it?
Hare Krishna za svoj vlastiti dobrobit.
Are you shocked?
Da li ste šokirani?
Well, what you're doing
ono što činite,
is you're accepting the teachings of Srila
Prabhupada.
You're following it.
Slijedite učenje.
All you got to do is make a little tweak in your mind
mali klik u,
that it's not for my benefit.
Znači,
it's for the benefit of every other living entity on the planet.
To je za dobrobit svih živih bića na ovoj planeti.
That's all. And you just continue doing what you're already doing.
Možete nastaviti raditi ono što već radite.
But what about my own benefit?
Ali šta je sa mojim blagoslovom dobiti?
People are always thinking, well, what do I get out of it?
Šta ću ja dobiti iz svega toga?
If you work for the benefit of others,
za dobrobit drugih.
By just tweaking your consciousness a little bit that this is for the pleasure of Guru, pleasure of Krishna, for the benefit of the conditioned souls, you just think that way and carry on doing whatever you're doing, Krishna takes care of your benefit.
Krishna će se pobrinuti za vašu dobrobit.
He'll magnify it.
Whatever
you have, he'll make sure that you don't lose it. Whatever you don't have, he'll make sure that you get it. That's when you come to this level of devotional service. As is explained in this verse, Tatikshiva Karunika, Surida Sarvadehinam, Ajata Shatrava Shanta, Sadhava Sadhubhushana. And you get it through proper Shravanam Kirtanam, proper hearing and chanting, and with the right consciousness,
Para Upakar,
for the benefit of everyone else. To uplift the consciousness of this planet. So Shravanam Kirtanam. Shravanam means what?
Shravanam znači šta?
Hearing. What does hearing mean?
Što slušanje znači?
Not thinking. Very good. What else does it mean?
Ne mišljenje. Što drugo? Primanje.
Favorable oral reception. Yes, what else? Having an understanding and acting on it. So hearing means that whatever I hear, I act on it. I told this story in my seminar, but since most of you weren't there, I'll tell it again. 1973, when we first got Bhaktivedanta Manor in London, I started my devotional career in London, by the way. I am not American, okay? I was born in England. And educated in Canada. And my heart is in Jagannath Puri. So Prabhupada came 1973 for the first time to Bhaktivedanta Manor after we'd fixed it up a little bit. Still wasn't completely ready. He was giving class, but someone had forgot to put his glass of water there. So he went to take a drink, nothing there. So he said, no water. So Brahmachari jumped up, I'll get you water, Srila Prabhupada. So he ran into the kitchen. And the cook had just finished cooking this amazing masala milk to offer to the deities. So the Brahmachari runs in and says, I want some water for Srila Prabhupada. So the cook says, why not take this masala milk? It's just been offered. It's much better than water. So the Brahmachari said, right.
Upravo si.
So he brought back
a
cup of this hot milk.
Čašu tog vrućeg mlijeka.
Prabhupada looked at it.
Prabhupada je pogledao to.
He said, I asked for water and he brings milk.
Zatražio sam vodu, on je donio mlijeko.
Then he spoke about Shravanam, the rest of the class.
Shravanam.
What is the meaning of hearing?
On je za vrijeme ostatka lekcije govorio o Shravanam, o značenju slušanja.
So the brahmachari and the cook, they were thinking, Prabhupada would be more pleased to have this wonderful milk than plain water. But actually, Prabhupada was more pleased to see that his followers would follow his instructions. Get me, can you bring me some water? And they bring milk. What is this called? Mental speculation, right. This is mental speculation. We have four yamas.
Imamo četiri jame.
Yamas are the things we don't do.
A jame su stvari koje ne radimo.
In English we call them regulations.
Na engleskom ih
we're regulated not to do certain things.
Pravila.
One of them is mental speculation and gambling.
Jedna od njih je mentalna spekulacija I kockanje.
Gambling is gambling with money and mental speculation is gambling with our thoughts, with our consciousness. So that's, we're not supposed to do that.
To ne bismo trebali raditi, znači.
So if we do that,
četiri pravila, ukoliko
it's not going to help us.
To radimo.
So Shravana,
nam neće pomoći, zato Shravana,
submissive or favorable oral reception. Question. If your Shravanam is bad,
vaš Shravanam je loš,
can your Kirtanam be good?
Da li može vam Kirtan biti good, dobar?
If your Shravanam is bad, can you get Krishna Prema?
Da li možete zoviti Krishna Prema?
Are we all here to get Krishna Prema?
Da li smo svi ovdje da steknemo Krishna Prema?
Then we better start hearing our japa and our kirtan properly. Otherwise, Chetudarpanamarjanam, the cleansing and purification of the mirror of the heart will not take place. Why will it not take place? Because the sound vibration has to enter into the ear before it enters into the heart. So if we're not concentrating, if we're not focused, if we're not hearing properly, then the sound vibration doesn't enter into the ear. Now, you may pick it up by osmosis. You may get 10% benefit, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% benefit. But I firmly believe if you're going to do something, might as well get 100% benefit. Who agrees with that? If you do something, you should get 100% of the benefit. Doesn't make sense to lose 50% or more. So Shravanam is very important. This is what allows our hearts to be purified so that we come to this position of Titikshiva Karunika, Suridam Sarvadehinam, Ajata Shatravashanta, and then we become
sadhu.
And sadhu bhushanaha, we have all these wonderful qualities. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is janmasartikara para upakar. Just have to tweak your consciousness that everything I'm doing, the whole process, everything I do in 24 hours is for the benefit of every living entity. And my own benefit is automatically included. I don't have to think of it separately. There's a fine line. On the left side of the line are all the living entities whose consciousness is me first. On the right side of the line are all those living entities whose consciousness is you first. Who are the living entities whose consciousness is you first?
Ko su ta živa bića čije svjesnost prvo ti?
Liberated souls, pure devotees, Vaishnavas, Krishna Bhaktas, Krishna Premis, whatever you want to call them. And who are the living entities whose consciousness is me first? Kripanas, exactly. Not sadhavas, kripanas. Those who are conditioned souls. So I invite everyone to enter deep into your own heart and examine what is your consciousness. Am I a me first person or a you first person? Which side of the line do I belong? We all want to be on the right side. That's why we're here.
Zato smo ovdje.
But if we're not,
ali ukoliko nismo,
we better start doing what it takes to get
počnemo
there.
Raditi ono što je nužno,
we have to get off the neophyte
tamo.
Platform which Prabhupada called Krishna unconscious.
Koji je Krishna nazvao, Prabhupada nazvao nesvjesnost.
Who joined this movement to become Krishna unconscious?
Ko je se priključio ovo pokret da postane nesvjestan Krishna? Niko.
Prabhupada said, he told us this directly. First become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious. You can't become Krishna conscious if you're unconscious to start with. That means unaware. Not aware of what this process is, how to do it properly, fixed and doing it correctly. If we're just doing it because we have to do it, then it becomes an auspicious ritualistic activity which is mentioned in the Vedas as and which is the eighth offense. The Sanskrit word for offense, aparada. What does aparada mean? Apa radha. You all know what Radha means. What does Appa mean? Opposite. Against.
Suprotno.
Different than the mood of Radharani. Because does Radharani chant Krishna's name as an auspicious ritualistic activity for her own benefit? I don't think so. So we want to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. So we have to get off the Kanishtha platform very quickly and onto the Madhva, the Madhyam platform, okay? As Prabhupada said, then we'll be safe. The Kanishtha platform is Kamala Dala Jala Jivanatala Mala. It's like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. I don't know if you've got lotus leaves in this country. Has anyone ever seen a lotus leaf? The amazing quality of a lotus leaf, it can never get wet. You put it in the water, you're thinking it's wet. You pull it out, it's completely dry. That's why a drop of water, when it lands on a lotus leaf, it immediately runs off. It doesn't adhere, it doesn't cling.
Kada padne na tu,
that's why
na
list, the lotus is used as an analogy for the devotee, the pure devotee.
Analogija za čistog baktu.
The seed of the lotus
sjeme lotusa
takes birth in the mud.
Se rađa u,
it grows through blatu, the water,
u mulj,
rises above the water, and then blossoms vodu, into a beautiful flower.
Izdiže se iznad vode I procvjeta.
It's in the water, but not touched by the water.
On je u vodi, a ne
the lotus leaf is in the water, it's not wet. It's always dry. Water is like material energy. The lotus cannot be touched by material energy, even when it's in it. We have to become like that.
Mi moramo postati takvi.
So now I've given you two things, two realizations, two food, two prashadams for thought. Do you remember what they were? To get to this position of Titikshava Karunika, Suridam Sarva Dehina, Ajata Shatrava Shanta, Sarva Sadhu Bhushana. Who remembers?
Ko se sjeća?
Shravanam and Pora Upakar.
I dobrobit drugih.
In English?
Na engleskom jeziku?
Favorable oral reception, which is Shravanam, and Pora Upakar, working for the benefit of others. Devotional service for the benefit of everyone else. Let's continue.
Nastavimo dalje.
So I'll just repeat that last line. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all the fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet with so many opposing elements, and therefore the sadhu, or devotee of the Lord, has to be very tolerant. This reminds me of another Prabhupada Lila. I wasn't there, but I was told directly by Pushtakrishna, my godbrother, who at that time was Prabhupada's secretary. Prabhupada was invited to come to South Africa for many, many, many times, but they wouldn't allow him to come because of apartheid. He was colored. But there was an Indian community there, and they pushed and pushed, and finally, well, another thing is that in the Indian passport, it says valid for all countries except South Africa. That was another problem. India didn't like. They acted on this apartheid. They said it's valid for every country except South Africa. So it was very difficult for Prabhupada to go to South Africa. Finally, all the arrangements were made so he could go. So he went first to Mauritius. From Mauritius, he flew to Nairobi. And then from Nairobi, he went to Johannesburg. Now in Nairobi, on the plane was the South African football team, who were on their way back to South Africa after having played a match in Kenya. In those days, they had smoking compartments and non-smoking cabins.
Okay?
Not like today. So Prabhupada, Pushtakrishna, they were in the no-smoking compartment. Now, some of these football players were also seated in the no-smoking compartment. So after the plane took off, one of these footballers lit up a cigarette. So Pushtakrishna was really upset. Not for himself, but he was thinking for
Prabhupada.
So he rang the bell.
I onda je zazvonio.
The air hostess came.
I došla je stewardess.
And he reminded her, this is the no-smoking section.
Ovo je dio za nepušače.
So she said, you're right. And she asked him to kindly to extinguish the cigarette, which he did. But then what happened? He came by with the drinks. It's the first thing they do. They roll that table down with the drinks. So these football players, they were all drinking and enjoying. Then the meal came. They were still drinking. And after that, these guys, after their drinks, they again lit up a cigarette. So Pushtakrishna was thinking, I better go and say something to them, because obviously the air hostess had no shakti. So all of a sudden he gets up and he's in this resolute determination mood, drida vrata. Prabhupada says, what you are doing? Well, they're smoking, Srila
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada said, sit down. And then he said, what is the difference between us and them if we cannot tolerate? What is the difference between us and them if we cannot tolerate? This is Titikshava. Mapta spashas tu konteya sitoshna sukadukada. You know this verse, huh? Tam stitikshas vabharat. We have to tolerate. So here Prabhupada is saying, while engaged in preaching work, we meet so many opposing elements, and therefore we have to be very tolerant. And if we're not tolerant, what is the difference between us and them? And if there is no difference between us and them, how can we preach? Do you understand the point? We have to be on a pure level of understanding so that we can connect with them soul to soul. Because if we connect ego to ego, body to body, pride to pride, there'll be no connection. And their opportunity of being in the association of the devotee of the Lord will be spoiled. And who spoiled it? We did. We weren't in the right frame of mind. We did not properly represent Srila Prabhupada, our guru, the parampara, Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's mission. We're already here. We're following the process. But if we're not getting the result, we are doing something wrong. And we know now how to correct it, right? With proper hearing and proper consciousness. Not committing the eighth offense. Proper hearing is not committing the which offense? Tenth offense. So, the eighth offense and the tenth offense, if we solve those problems, we can reach this qualities mentioned in this verse. Titikshava karunika surida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava santa sadhava sadubhushana. So Prabhupada continues. Someone may ill-treat some a devotee because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. They do not like it. That is their disease. So the sadhu has the thankless task of impressing upon them the importance of devotional service. Sometimes devotees are personally attacked with violence. Prabhupada gives three examples of devotees who are attacked with violence. Anybody have any idea? One, Haridas Thakur. Very good. Their third one was Nityananda. Okay, I didn't think you were going to get Jesus Christ, but then I didn't realize that our Mataji was here in the room. So, of course, she knows everything. She's read every word of Prabhupada's and has memorized it. It's entered deeply into her heart. Sometimes devotees are personally marked with violence, like Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces, and Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant Nityananda was violently attacked by Jagai and Madhai. But still, they were tolerant because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. Was there a difference between them and the conditioned souls? Why? They were tolerant. They were on a completely different platform. Titikshava. Okay. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and is merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities. Our constitutional position is Nitya Krishna Das. Do we agree on that? As Nitya Krishna Das, pure devotees. As pure devotees, we're the well-wisher of every living entity. Therefore, being the well-wisher of every living entity is our constitutional position. This is our natural, eternal, constitutional position. When you're not in your constitutional position, what do we call that? What's the everything? Everybody except Urmila. What's the Sanskrit word for that? Maya. Illusion.
Maya, illusion.
Okay, mada. Mad also. Intoxicated by illusion. So if you're not in your constitutional position, you're in Maya. There's only two choices. There's only two positions. You're either there or you're not there. So if we're not the well-wisher of every living entity, then we're in
Maya.
Have you understood the point? What is the first offense?
Koja je prva uvreda?
To criticize or blaspheme, that's a heavy word, the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Who are those devotees that we're not supposed to criticize? Who are they? Everybody. Everybody in this room, right?
Svi koji su prisutni u ovoj prostoriji.
Yeah, is not everybody in this room?
Znači oni koji su
Is anybody here who's really not dedicating their life to Prabhupada's mission? They just like to wear a dhoti.
Ima ovdje koji nisu ljudi koji nisu posvetili svoje živote širenju slava.
That means
Prabhupada misije da li samo žele nositi dhoti?
It's aparadha.
Znači aparadha.
To criticize or find fault, kutinati, finding fault.
Nedostatke.
And it's illusion to find fault because we're not in our constitutional position. We're not the well-wisher of everyone. Who here joined the movement to find the faults of the other people in the movement? Then what happened? Where did we go off the track? So let's just tweak our consciousness again. This is the second tweak. That we are now going to be the well-wisher of every living entity. Is there any harm in that? Or as Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty? Has anybody ever wondered why in the beginning when you come to Krishna consciousness you make really rapid progress and then all of a sudden it tapers off and even sometimes goes down? Has anybody experienced this? How many people? Okay, enough people that we can carry on to the next point. Why does this happen? Has anybody thought about it and tried to analyze why this happens?
Yes. Zašto se to zbiva? Zato što na početku smo novi i puni poštovanja, a kasnije onda počnemo misliti ja sam.
Okay. Here's a sadhu. He has understood completely. In the beginning, do you remember? We came and we thought everybody was a pure devotee.
Svi su čisti bhakte.
We treated them with great honor and respect. We were running to serve them. Plus, we'd never taken any vows. So we weren't breaking any vows. We didn't take any. We were making, and we were really listening to the Maha Mantra. Who remembers in those early days, we used to chant Hare Krishna to the trees, to the flowers, to the animals, because they get a human birth. Who remembers that? Who is still doing that? Okay, well, that's good. Some of us are still going up like a rocket. But then what happened? Something very critical happened, which caused us to go like this. Who knows what it was? Offenses, yeah, but something happened to make us start offending. What was it? Something happened to make us become very proud. What was it? Something happened that made us start finding fault. What was it?
Da tražimo nedostatke.
I took initiation.
Uzeo sam inicijaciju. Dobio sam inicijaciju.
Now I'm more advanced than the new Bhaktas.
Nego mladi Bhakti.
Now they're gonna serve me.
Sada će oni služiti mene.
In other words, I left the position of Das, 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 Anudas, and I thought it was better to be Prabhu. So as that happened, what happened? And then I started finding the faults in others. We were speaking about Kanishtha Adhikari. Here's the definition of Kanishtha Adhikari. First, I'm going to give you the definition of Uttama Adhikari so you can clearly understand the definition of Kanishtha Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari is thinking that everyone is doing devotional service. Everyone is pleasing Krishna so wonderfully except me.
Svi zadovoljavaju Krishnu osim mene.
Turn it over. The opposite. The Kanishtha Adhikari is thinking, I'm doing wonderful devotional service, but no one else is up to the standard. How do I know that? I used to think like that. Someone would do some service, and I think, I could do that better. Now, I'm not going to ask anybody who else thought like that. Because I'm sure I was the only one. But that is the definition of Uttama Adhikari. He's not in his constitutional position of Das, 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 Anudas. He's in a false platform, thinking that he's something that he's not. Anybody heard this phrase before? Das, 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 Anudas? Yes? Who knows the meaning?
Ko zna značenje?
Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. What's the word for servant?
Koja je riječ za slugu?
Well, then what's Anudas mean?
A šta je onda Anudas?
You didn't say das, 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 das. You said das, 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 Anudas.
Anudas.
What is the meaning of Anudas? Who knows?
Šta znači Anudas?
Well, you're right. Who can give it more clarity?
Ali možemo razjasniti.
Hmm? Okay, that's also correct.
To je isto pravo. Anu mladi sluga.
Doesn't exactly mean insignificant because it's another word, anu. Almost the same, but we can take it as meaning insignificant. But Anudas means following in the footsteps of the das.
Stope dasa.
Someone who's being following in the footsteps of someone else and learning everything from someone else, what do we call that person? In the general world, what do we call that person? A follower? What's a better word? Apprentice. Who said that?
Apprentice.
We're the apprentice das. We're the das in training.
Das, koji
we're
se
not
obučava.
At the platform
mi
of
uči.
Even das.
Mi nismo još na razini dasa.
So much for our pride.
Eto toliko, što se tiče naše
because das, das, das means pure devotee, znači pure devotee, bakte, pure devotee, bakte, because only a pure bakte, devotee can be a servant of Krishna.
Može biti sluga Krishna.
We are the apprentice dasas, the dasas in training.
Znači, das koji se obučava.
So when we take initiation, all of a sudden we're thinking that I know something.
Ja znam nešto.
Have anybody ever read in any shastra that a Vaishnava says to another Vaishnava, I know more than you?
Kaže drugom Vaishnavu, ja znam više od tebe.
But yet we do hear that. We hear it. We have people that leave this movement to go to another movement because now they know more than us. And they want more. They want to know more. I'll tell you a personal story. In 1992, my godbrother, Vatsal and I, had to go visit two of our other godbrothers who, we use the term, went across the river.
Otišli preko rijeke.
Because we needed to get something from them, to borrow something from them. So while we were there, we were thinking, let's have a real rapport. We're God brothers. Why there should be differences between us? But as soon as we tried to bring up the subject, immediately there was a block there. They were like, what do you call that? when they're always defending themselves, what's that English word, Irmila? Defensive, exactly. Thank you again. They're really defensive, so I can see, okay, we're not going to get anywhere talking about this. In their mind, they were going to having a higher understanding than us. Nothing we could say was going to change their mind. So driving back, if Vatsal was driving, he put on a tape of Prabhupada. So he was driving. I was just sitting there listening as a passenger. All of a sudden, I heard something. I said, Vatsal, did you hear that? What? He was just absorbed in driving. So I said, let me rewind the tape. So I rewind the tape. I said, listen to what Prabhupada just said. And this is what Prabhupada said. A disciple must become perfect. Perfect disciple does not mean like Krishna is perfect. That is not possible. Perfect disciple means I only know what my Guru Maharaj knows and I don't want to know more. Talk about an epiphany. Right after we had met, they had gone to learn more, and Prabhupada was saying, perfect disciple doesn't want to know more than his guru. Why does he not want to know more than his guru? Because he's not going to jump higher than his guru. Because he understands that his guru knows more than him anyway. There's the prakat lila and the aprakat lila. And there's the prakat gyan and the aprakat gyan. What Prabhupada knows,
ono što Prabhupada zna,
we can't even fathom. He just told us
shvatiti.
Everything that we could digest and understand and that in the future we could use. But stuff that was beyond our understanding, in other words, achintya, who he was, what his eternal servant was, service was with Krishna, his relationship, all that he never even mentioned. So we'll never know more than our spiritual master. But in pride, we're thinking, let me go for more. When someone's going for more, what are they actually going for? Are they going for bhakti? Is that what it means, getting more? Or what does it mean? What's, anybody have another idea? Sorry? Prestige? To know everything? What's the word, to know? Gyan. They want more gyan.
Gyan.
To be a humble servant of your guru means you want more bhakti. They want more, and we want more.
Mi želimo više bhakti, oni žele više gyane.
This is the path of what kind of yoga? When Ramananda Roy, everything Ramananda Roy said, when Lord Chaitanya asked him, what is the essence? He even said, Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mame Kamsha Namrajan. Lord Chaitanya said, that's external. That's external? Why is that verse external?
Who knows?
Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mame Kamsha Namrajan. Give up everything, surrender only to me alone. Ma means to me, ekam means one. Make me number one. Hang pang sarva pape bhyo moksha isyami masuchaha. Masuchaha means trust me. I'll take away all your sinful activities and bring you back home, back to Godhead. Why is that external? Who knows? It doesn't include the consciousness. That went over my head.
To je malo iznad mojeg razumijevanja.
Because of the motivation.
Da, zbog
motivacije. It's motivated.
To je motivirano.
Pure devotional service is unmotivated. Now I use a different word.
Ja sada
koristim drugu. Yes, it's motivated.
Da, motivirano je.
But what is it really?
Ali što je
it's a bribe. Krishna is bribing us. If you make me number one, I'll give you this. I'll take away all your sinful activities from the past, from the present, and the ones you haven't even committed yet. Now that's a good deal. But just in case we don't go for it,
he's going
to moksha isyami. I'll give you liberation. I'll take you back to my eternal Now it's a super good deal. But in, he still figures you may not go for it, so he says, Ma Sučaha, trust me. Don't have any doubts. Trust
me.
It's a bribe. Pure and simple. So Lord Chaitanya says, that's external. Because we should be doing that without. Remember Narada Muni? Krishna says, I have a headache. Well, what can solve the problem of the headache? I need the dust of pure devotees in Braj. Only the dust from their lotus feet will cure my headache. You all know the story. Okay, so I don't have to go through it. What did the gopis say? Everyone else didn't want to do it because it would be an aparad. But what did they say? Yeah. Take it. They were giving as much as they could. Aren't you afraid you'll go to hell? That'll be an aparad? No, we don't worry about that. As long as Krishna's headache is cured. This is unmotivated, unconditional love. Not caring for themselves. For the benefit of someone else. For the benefit of the beloved. So let's carry on here.
Idemo dalje.
So it is said here, Sarvadehinam, which indicates all living entities who have accepted material bodies. That means every living entity, not just humans. We have to be a well-wisher of animal society as well, Prabhupada says. Not only does a human being have a material body, but other living entities such as cats and dogs also have material bodies. The devotee of the Lord is merciful to everyone, the cats, dogs, trees, etc. He treats all living entities in such a way that they can ultimately get salvation from this material entanglement.
Do
you remember hearing Prabhupada speak on that first album that he made about Krishna consciousness? He says, even a dog can become Krishna conscious. Who remembers hearing that? Now, why did Prabhupada say even a dog can become Krishna conscious? Is it because he was the well-wisher of every living entity? Was he speculating? Or did he know a dog who became Krishna conscious? He was referring to a dog that became Krishna conscious. Who knows whose dog that was?
Shivananda Sena.
So that's why he said it. He wasn't considering, I am this, I am that. He was only considering, I'm the peon, the insignificant beggar of my spiritual master. But he had an actual incident he was referring to. Shivananda Sen, one of the disciples of Lord Chaitanya, gave liberation to a dog by treating the dog transcendentally. When we treat other living entities on the transcendental platform, soul to soul, Krishna consciousness, we're all Nitya Krishna Das. The conditioned souls are also Nitya Krishna Das. They just have forgotten, that's all. And when I connect soul to soul to them, I reawaken that, an inkling of that in them. So, Shivananda Sen gave liberation to a dog by treating the dog transcendentally. There are many instances where a dog got salvation by association with a sadhu, because a sadhu engages in the highest philanthropic activities for the benediction of all living entities. Does a sadhu engage in philanthropic activities for the benediction of himself? Benediction for others, all living entities. And there his own benefit is automatically taken care of by who?
Shri Krishna.
Yet, although a sadhu is not inimical towards anyone, the world is so ungrateful that even a sadhu has many enemies. What is the difference between an enemy and a friend?
U čemu je razlika između prijatelja i
neprijatelja? Has anybody ever thought about that?
Je li iko ikad razmišljao o tome?
It seems self-evident, doesn't it?
Izgleda,
I mean, give me a break.
Izgleda jako očito.
But this is what Prabhupada says. What is the difference between an enemy and a friend? It is a difference in behavior. A sadhu behaves with all conditioned souls for their ultimate relief from material entanglement. Therefore, no one can be more friendly than a sadhu in relieving a conditioned soul. A sadhu is calm, and he quietly and peacefully follows the principles of Scripture. A sadhu means one who follows the principles of Scripture and at the same time is a devotee of the Lord. One who actually follows the principles of Scripture must be a devotee of God because all the Shastras instruct us to obey the orders of the personality of Godhead. Sadhu, therefore, means a follower of the scriptural injunctions and a devotee of the Lord. Two qualifications of the sadhu. If you're not following the scriptural injunctions, can you be a sadhu? If you're not a devotee of the Lord, can you be a sadhu? What if I think I am God? Am I a sadhu? The word sadhu is used very loosely in India. But Prabhupada used it in its genuine sense. In its true sense. Sadhu therefore means a follower of the scriptural injunctions and a devotee of the Lord. All these characteristics are prominent in a devotee. A devotee develops all the good qualities of the demigods. Sadhu Bhushanam. He develops all the good qualities of the demigods, whereas a non-devotee, even though academically qualified, has no actual good qualifications or good characteristics according to the standard of transcendental realization. That's our standard. That's the standard Prabhupada has given us. So, we want to be counted as amongst the sadhus, because we're following the scriptural injunctions and we want to be devotees of the Lord. But another quality of the sadhu is in this verse, Titikshava Karunika. I'm tolerant, always tolerant. Karunika, always merciful. Surida, I'm always friendly. To who? Sarvadehinam, to every living entity who has a material body. Ajata Shatrava, I do not consider anyone else an enemy. They may consider me an enemy, but I never consider them an enemy. Shanta, peaceful. Peaceful means that no matter what's going on outside, I'm the same inside. Now I'm going to talk about this in my seminar today at 10:30. We're going to analyze the verse. Hang on a second. Trinada pisu nichena, tarori vasa hishnuna. So this talks about humility and tolerance. And we're going to show how to develop humility and tolerance. The path that if you follow the path, you will get tolerance and humility. And then you'll be able to kirtaniya sadahari, always chant Hare Krishna with care, attention, feeling, love, devotion. because we don't want it to be a mechanical, ritualistic activity that's auspicious, that's mentioned in the Vedas, and that is simply karmakanda for my own benefit. That will not help us. That's an offense that keeps us on the Kanishtha platform. We don't make advancement. Hare Krishna. So that's the sum and substance of the meaning of this verse. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Yes, Mataji. Give her the microphone, someone, please.
This tolerance, should it be artificial sometimes?
Very good question. Very good question. And let me give you an example from Prabhupada Lila. In 1967, we had three temples. New York, San Francisco, and Montreal. One day, 1967, that's going back. One day, my godbrother approached Srila Prabhupada, and he said, Srila Prabhupada, I can't offer obeisances to another godbrother. I'm not going to mention names here, okay? Prabhupada said, why? He said, because it won't be sincere. I can't get along with him. I really don't like him. And if I offer obeisances to that godbrother, it will be hypocritical. So then Prabhupada says, this is what his answer was. Offering obeisances when you don't want to is real obeisances. Offering obeisances when you don't want to is real obeisances. Does that answer your question?
Because there is this principle that we should accept what is favorable for devotional service and reject what is unfavorable.
Okay, accepting and rejecting. Here's that's called yama and niyama.
Yeah, so sometimes being tolerant in certain circumstances goes against devotional service.
Name me that circumstance.
I cannot give an example.
Well, I can't think of any either, so why are we talking about this? You have to give some example. Okay.
Dananda Swami, he treated children in the Hare Krishna's Gurukul.
Yes.
And he is Guru. And he's still on Vyasasana
sitting. He's not in our movement. He may be sitting on a Vyasasana, but he's not in our movement. There are other sannyasis who are in our movement who've committed equal misgivings or grievances, and they're still going on. And our GBC has been very, very tolerant in these situations. Some people, they don't like that tolerance. We should chastise these people. We should show the world that we don't tolerate this kind of stuff. For some reason, they're tolerant in these situations. Now, that is not an example of my individual Krishna consciousness. Basically, what that is, it's a managerial decision. It's a managerial, what's the word? Question or issue, exactly, that's the word. It's a managerial issue. Rupa Goswami is not speaking about managerial issues. He's speaking about personal devotional service. How I can make advancement. I accept what's ever favorable for Krishna consciousness, and I accept in my life whatever, I reject whatever is not favorable. So I reject illicit sex, I reject meat eating, intoxication, gambling, mental speculation, being dirty, lying, cheating, stealing, pirating, that's stealing, right? All these things. We reject those things. And we accept everything that's favorable. Well-wisher of every living entity, chanting Hare Krishna, Shravanam, hearing properly, working for the benefit of others, like that. It's a personal thing. It's not an institutional issue. That's a managerial thing. I'm not a manager. I didn't make that decision. Neither did any of you. Why they made that, I don't know. You may want to ask them. Say, look, I don't understand this. Why did you come to that conclusion? Do you understand? Okay, someone else. Well, one.
An example from the Shastra.
Okay, now an example. Okay.
Yeah. For instance, Natana Goswami, he was thrown in prison by...
He was thrown into prison.
Into prison, yes. But he didn't say, okay, this is the condition, I will tolerate it, I will remain in prison, because it was against his devotional service. He did everything to get out from that situation and go on with his devotional service.
Okay, according to my understanding, what happened was that when the Nawab found out that he was giving Bhagavatam class, teaching everyone devotional service on the plea of I'm sick, therefore I can't come and do my service for the king, he threw him in jail. He tolerated that. Okay, now I'm in jail. Now, what can I do that's favorable for my Krishna consciousness? Well, I got some money. So he says to the guard, money. And he made a deal. And he got out. He did what was favorable. He tolerated it, but he thought, what can I do now that's favorable? Let's get rid of my money and go see Lord Chaitanya. He gave all his money away except 8 gold coins. He kept those aside in case of emergency. But he quickly discovered on the path that, because in India, 500 years ago, there were astrologers who were real astrologers, not like today. So one astrologer calculated that there's someone in this inn who's carrying gold. And then Satan Goswami realized that these 8 gold pieces are a hindrance. So he got rid of 7 of them. And he gave one to a person to take him across over the hilly tract of land to get to Vrindavan, to get to Lord Chaitanya. So he did everything favorable to get to Lord Chaitanya, and when as soon as he found out something was unfavorable, like the 7, the remaining gold coins, he got rid of them immediately. So I think he followed that.
Yes, I understand that. Thank you.
Okay, Nutama, this guy was ahead of you, but you're next. Go ahead.
Marriage partner who is not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Okay, that's a good one. Actually, Nutama should answer that question. Nutama, you want to say something about it? Okay, he said, tolerating a marriage partner who doesn't want to be Krishna conscious. What do we do in that situation? Do we tolerate or do we reject what's unfavorable? You're the expert in this field, so I'm leaving it to you.
You know what Maharaj said yesterday? That's a loaded question.
Are you in that situation, Prabhu? No, okay, so maybe it's just philosophical.
Well, generally we've seen devotees do try to tolerate and try to work with their spouse. And I know people that have gone on for years and years like that. And, you know, they knew their Krishna consciousness and they let their spouse do whatever they like to do. And they make a deal that neither of them bother each other about it. And they live happily ever after. Sometimes that's not possible because one spouse won't leave the other one alone and will bug the heck out of them until they drive them crazy. And in that case, usually they end up separating.
So I think at that point, where it becomes so inimical that it's harming your own devotional service, at that point you have to accept it as unfavorable and reject. Is that what you're saying?
It seems to be like that.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to use our intelligence to understand. You tolerate up to a certain point, and at a certain point when it becomes totally unfavorable, then you have to reject it. Prabhupada said we should be independently thoughtful. Independently thoughtful means to me that I have to study his books, what he says, what Krishna is saying, and try to understand it in such a way that it applies in my life, that I can utilize it in my moment-to-moment-to-moment life. Not that it's just some philosophy that I quote, but I have to live it. Yes.
One comment is that we're almost out of time.
Okay.
And I do have one question.
Okay. Last question.
Easy question. So it mentions Shivananda Sen and the dog. Some devotees have dogs or want dogs, and our children sometimes want dogs. So what is the position of keeping a dog, a devotee keeping a dog in Krishna consciousness?
Okay, I think the question is, what is the keeping a pet? It can be a cat also, right?
Cats, I mean, personally, in our house, we've had hamsters, turtles, fish, and ferrets. I never wanted a dog because they'll lick your face. And they eat meat.
Well,
all my pets were vegetarian.
So this is using intelligence in Krishna consciousness. He's independently thoughtful. So the best way to answer this is from a Lila of Srila
Prabhupada.
But I might say before I go on that Lord Chaitanya, when he was a child, he had puppies. He had baby puppies as pets. Okay? So he's God and he had dogs. So in the early days in New Vrindavan, Prabhupada was there one time, and it was strange enough, it was a bright, sunny, warm day. It wasn't cold, wasn't raining. So he came out in the afternoon, sat underneath a tree, and the devotee sat in front of him, and they had a wonderful darshan. Prabhupada was speaking. I told this story in my seminar, so for those who've already heard it, you know it, but most of you weren't there.
So
there were some kittens who were playing. Two of them were frolicking and jumping and running around with each other. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of Prabhupada speaking, they both jumped on Prabhupada's lap. And everybody went, what will Prabhupada do now? Because the concept was that the animal is muchi, and he's now on the lap of the pure devotee. What will Prabhupada do? So Prabhupada looked down at the kitties, then he started to pet them. And they were going like this. And then they went, and then Prabhupada said, just see, even in the animals there is love. The animals are also Nitya Krishna Das. Surprise! They're just covered with a different type of body. But when the pure devotee, who is Titikshiva Karunika, Prabhupada had exhibited right there, completely merciful, tolerant. He gave him his mercy, his love, and they reciprocated. He connected with them soul to soul. And then he told us, see, they have love too. So what I learned from that is nobody can say, I don't have any love for Krishna. Because we all have love. If those kittens have love, then human beings definitely must have love. But we're just giving it in the wrong place, that's all. So we just direct our love to Krishna. If we're not giving it to Krishna, we're giving it somewhere else. Yes.
Just to what Prabhupada said about that, about dogs, I heard it specifically.
A different thing about dogs.
Well, in general. He said the dog has his place. The world.
Yes.
You know, particularly if you have a farm or a large estate, He's a watchdog. Right. He says the dog should be outside doing his duty. Not literally, but maybe literally also.
Right.
But he has his job. He said not that the dog is inside the house sleeping on the bed of the master.
Right.
We don't keep a dog like that.
Right.
You keep it outside to do his job of watching the property.
And that is called proper discrimination. We have to understand the position of every living entity in relationship to Krishna. There's four things we have to know as devotees. Okay? And how we relate. There's four relationships we have to know how to relate in those. First, there's the Supreme Lord. We're talking about all different living entities. Supreme Lord. How we relate to Him, we worship Him. Vaishnavas. How do we relate to the Vaishnavas? We become their friend. The well-wisher, become the friend of the Vaishnavas. The conditioned souls, those who are innocent, not envious, not demons, just envious, I mean innocent conditioned souls, we serve them. We give them our mercy, our kindness. And the envious, the demons, we ignore them. We're indifferent. We keep our distance. We don't mix with them. What offense is that if we mix with them? Ninth offense. What is the ninth offense? Okay, you all basically know it's faithless, inimical. We don't give our mercy or we don't go and try and convert people who don't want it, who couldn't care less, who don't like us, don't want to be near us, who don't even believe in Krishna, we don't force. So that's how we relate in those four situations. So we have to know how and when to relate. So an animal is in the third category. Innocent. Ignorant, conditioned soul. Now there are different kinds of animals. A snake is not in the third category. Snake is in the fourth category. Mosquito, fourth category. Scorpion, fourth category. We have to use our intelligence. Now, how do we get intelligence? Krishna explains. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadhami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. This verse I explained in detail in my seminar, and we don't have time now, as Anutav has reminded me. So I'm just going to say that when we do favorable devotional service with love for Krishna, He gives us all the intelligence we need. He clears the path. So we know exactly what to do, when to do, how to do it, so that we can return back to Him, back at home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.